I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. More and more research tells us that music programs are an important part of a public school education. Sadly, many of the kids who could most benefit from these programs decide not to take part. A nonprofit organization in Albuquerque is using rock to make these kids feel welcome in the world of music. The Rock and Rhythm Foundation was founded by musician and educator Rob Janoff. Rob, you noticed in your job as a music teacher at Albuquerque's Jefferson Middle School, and you've been there since 1996, that a lot of kids felt intimidated by music programs. Why would they be intimidated?
Yeah, it's actually a majority of kids who are intimidated by music programs. The numbers that I found were surprising, that although 90% of our schools offer music programs, that the percentage of kids who actually choose to be in those classes is only at about 12%, which is a huge mismatch. But I saw it as an opportunity. Here are all these kids. They love music. There's no doubt about that. But they're not joining music classes. So the key is, how do we break down those barriers that are blocking kids from joining these classes? They love music. They won't join a music class. So I asked why. And I got an endless list. There's a lot of competition in traditional music classes. Whether teachers or organizations promote it or not, it's built in. There's a competition. You go to festival and you get judged. There's a lot of hierarchy in orchestras and band classes with seating arrangements and who's first chair and who's second chair. And to me, that does not promote teamwork and cooperation. It divides. So I sought out to create an environment where kids wanted to help each other, and that by helping the kids sitting next to you, we're going to all benefit from it. So it's a community, and there's got to be a sense of trust, because what I want from my students is that they feel comfortable expressing themselves. And in middle school, teenagers, high school, that's a challenge because they're very critical of each other.
And how do you go about making them feel comfortable with music and with each other?
Mistakes are not only okay, they are essential. This is a hard thing for all of us, even as adults, to do, is like to be okay with mistakes. Not only okay, but have the courage to push forward through those mistakes, because that is the only way you're going to find some growth and some magic at the other end. So instead of just slamming into the music and putting, you know, workbooks up in front of them and here's how we learn music, we do team building, community building. We really get to know each other, and that's a wonderful start. So building that environment, creating a place where the kids feel safe. If you feel like you have a voice in what you're doing, you're invested.
You've also said that a lot of kids were intimidated by music programs because of the expense involved.
It's pricey to be a musician, not only to keep up, too, with the competition. You need your own instrument. Schools will try to loan out instruments to kids, but really, the kids who started early and got private lessons are just going to be miles ahead of those other kids.
And one of the things that the foundation does is to provide instruments to kids
Absolutely.
Who otherwise couldn't afford them.
And as much tuition as we can cover. That's part of our hope.
Give us an idea, Rob, of the kinds of ways that the Rock and Rhythm Foundation engages kids in making music and learning music.
Our group that we've been working with is a high school group called the Rock and Rhythm Youth Orchestra. And it is a hybrid of rock band and orchestra strings. Bring guitar players and drummers together with string players, violins, violas, cellos, and create a whole different kind of sound. We have weekly rehearsals at the South Broadway Cultural Center. And again, the approach is meant to give the kids a sense of belonging and a sense of empowerment. And I see them, they come in, they sit down, and there's this, I'm home, this is where I'm comfortable. And for kids who have rough home lives or even just challenging, just being a teenager is a rough thing, to have a place where you can come and sit down, put down all those struggles and all that pain, and then just focus on the music. Those are the big ones for me.
The Rock and Rhythm Foundation has a benefit concert.
That's right.
Coming up on Saturday, afternoon, yes. March 7th. Tell me about what you have planned and what the community is going to see when they congregate at the South Broadway Cultural
yes.
Center in Albuquerque.
We have a great lineup of musicians who have donated their time and their talents to come support music education. Hillary Smith, Chris Dracup, Le Chat Lunatique, Felix y Los Gatos, Kali Shaw, Kathy McGill, Wendy Beach, and of course our very own Rock and Rhythm Youth Orchestra is going to be performing there.
Right.
And and Hakeem Bellamy is going to come and do a little poetry for us too. We're going to have a silent auction, some great items from local businesses that have been very generous in donating, great raffle. It's really felt like the concept of Rock and Rhythm, of creating this community in the music group, it feels like that here in Albuquerque.
Great.
So come on by and listen to some great music and have some food.
Tell me where, in particular, the money that you raise in the benefit concert is going to go.
Definitely to instruments, because one of the founding principles of the Rock and Rhythm Foundation is that we want to make sure everybody that wants to have an opportunity to play music can play. So we want to be able to provide an instrument for them. But we also want to provide classes for them. The money from the benefit will help pay for tuition for kids who maybe can't afford it or need some help with that. And then some workshops. I want to do some jam workshops with kids, talk about improvising and to talk about composing music and expanding whatever they do to some new styles, some new techniques.
One last question, Rob. You have developed this approach to help kids feel comfortable in music at Jefferson Middle School, and
correct.
You have a great program there. Why did you decide to expand it beyond Jefferson Middle School?
Our room is exploding at Jefferson Middle School. It started out with 30 kids in 1996 and has grown beyond capacity. It's 5 full classes every day. And I've just seen the success. It works. The kids helped guide the approach. And they leave. The kids leave in eighth grade. They have Rock and Rhythm Band. And then they say, what do we do now? Every year, what do we do now? I said, I don't know. I don't know, but maybe there will be something soon. And so that was a big motivator. I wanted to start something that I could expand and provide this rock and rhythm approach to more kids around the city. So that was the motivation to find a vehicle to be able to provide and expand.
Musician and educator Rob Janoff is the founder and director of the Rock and Rhythm Foundation, an Albuquerque nonprofit providing musical opportunities for young people. For information on the foundation and on its benefit concert, which is coming up Saturday, March 7th, visit rockandrhythmfoundation.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.